أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the death anniversary of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The message of the Prophet can be summarized in one word, Islam, which means submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad himself is an integral part of this submission. By obeying the Prophet, a Muslim is actually obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chapter 4, verse 80 of the Quran says, "Man yut'a ar-rasul faqad ata'a Allah." Whoever obeys the Prophet has indeed obeyed Allah. This verse also shows the infallibility of the Prophet in all his instructions. Whether in that situation he was happy or angry, in Mecca or Medina, at the mosque or in private quarters, with the community or with his own family, in Arafah or at Ghadir, in state of peace or war, he was always on the path of truth. Today I would like to talk about the story of the Qibla. The daily prayers were introduced in Mecca. The Prophet at that time asked the Muslims to face the direction towards Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. After his migration to Medina, which had a sizable Jewish minority, this practice of facing towards Jerusalem became an easy tool of propaganda against the Prophet, in which he was ridiculed for facing the holy place of another religion. This taunting hurt the Prophet to the extent that during the night time he used to look at the heavens as a way of pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve him of this unpleasant situation. Then one day, while the Prophet was leading the noon prayer in a mosque in Medina, Jibreel, the archangel, came down with the command, "فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ." O Muhammad, turn your face towards the Masjid al-Haram. وَحَيْسُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. And O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your faces towards it. This is in chapter 2, ayat number 144. Right in the middle of the prayer, the Prophet turned around 180 degrees as Jerusalem was in the north of Medina and Mecca was in the south. Many Muslims followed the Prophet and turned around. However, some didn't. Although they should just have followed what the Prophet had done, this was the test for obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 2, ayat 143, he says, "وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِتَعْلَمُوا مَنْ يَتَّبِعَ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِيبِهِ." Where he says that we did not make the first Qibla, your first Qibla, the Masjid al-Aqsa, but to distinguish the one who follows the messenger from him who turns back upon his heels. The pilgrims who go to Medina also visit and pray at that mosque, which is known as Masjid al-Qiblatain or Masjid al-Qiblatain, the mosque of two Qiblas. The event of the change of the Qibla teaches us few things. Number one, it shows that the Prophet himself was fully in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He waited for Allah's command for the change of the Qibla and did not make his own decision. Almighty Allah, of course, wanted to please his beloved messenger by changing the Qibla to his liking. As he says in verse 144 of Surah Baqarah, "قَدْ نَرَى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها." We certainly see you turning your face towards the sky. We will surely turn you to a Qibla of your liking. The second point, turning from the direction of Masjid al-Aqsa in the north towards Masjid al-Haram in the south, in the middle of the prayer, without help of any compass, shows that this change by the Prophet was itself a miracle. Experts later on looked at the two mihrabs at Masjid al-Qiblatain and were surprised to see that the angle that the Prophet turned towards was geographically perfect. The third point, It also shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Islam, brought by Prophet Muhammad, to have its own distinct rituals, not tied to other revealed faiths of the past. And the final message, the Muslims were expected to follow the Prophet, even if momentarily they didn't realize what was happening and why was it happening. Those who didn't turn around with the Prophet should have followed him. And later on, they could have asked him for the explanation of what happened and why it happened. But this is where we have to learn that we should not suspend our obedience to the teachings of the Prophet until their reasons are explained to us. So next time, when you stand up to face the direction of Masjid al-Haram, remember it symbolizes your submission to Allah's commandments, and an integral part of that submission is to obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us among the loyal and true followers of Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wa salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.